Welcome to our poster. Cancer cells are characterized by high levels of aerobic glycolysis and lactic acid production. While this is an inefficient pathway to generate ATP, glycolytic intermediates are used for the novosynthesis of nucleotides or amino acids like serine that are required for cancer cell proliferation. The catabolic and anabolic processes are integrated by an alternatively spliced isoform of pyruvate kinase, designated PKM2, expressed in most types of cancer cells. PKM2 activity is positively regulated by serine, but under limiting serine conditions, PKM2 is inhibited by amino acids such as tryptophan, alanine, or phenylalanine, thus coupling glycolytic flux to the level of intermediate metabolites used in anabolic processes. We found that the CHD subunit of the nucleosome remodeling and deacetylation complex regulated melanoma cell proliferation, as shown in figure 1. RNA-seq further revealed that CHD4 silencing led to a potent upregulation of the PADI1 and PADI3 genes, encoding the protein arginine deaminase enzymes that catalyze conversion of peptidyl arginine to peptidyl citrulline, a process known as citrullination. We used mass spectrometry to identify PADI1 and PADI3 substrates in melanoma cells and found that PKM2 underwent citrullination, as shown in figure 2, in particular at arginine 106. Moreover, CHD4 silencing or ectopic PADI1 or PADI3 expression stimulated PKM2 enzymatic activity and cellular glycolysis, as shown in figure 3. The activator serine and the other tryptophan or phenylalanine repressors, they all bind to the same amino acid binding pocket in PKM2 in a competitive manner. The binding of serine stabilizes the active state, whereas the hydrophobic side chains of the inhibitory amino acids induce a conformational change in the pocket that is propagated as an allosteric switch to inactivate the enzyme. Arginine 106 is located at the entrance of the amino acid binding pocket, where its positively charged guanidinyl group forms strong interactions with the carboxyl group of the bound amino acids to stabilize their interaction, as illustrated in figure 4. The loss of arginine 106 positive side chain charge upon citrullination will reduce these interactions, and we predicted that the diminished interaction would have a stronger impact on the binding of the inhibitory amino acids than on serine, because serine makes an extended network of hydrogen bonds within the pocket. Consequently, arginine 106 citrullination should reduce inhibition by the inhibitory amino acids, allowing PKM2 to remain active even under limiting serine conditions, leading to excessive glycolysis and reduced anabolic capacity, detrimental for cell growth. We confirmed this idea by real-time measure of glycolysis in living cells and of PKM2 enzymatic activity in the presence of increasing amounts of either tryptophan or phenylalanine, as seen in figure 4b and c, an ectopic PADI1, PADI3 expression, and the resulting PKM2 citrullination partially overcame this repression of PKM2, leading to increased glycolysis and finally diminished ATP and reduced cell proliferation. Strikingly, this subtle post-translational modification of arginine 106, leading to diminished hydrogen bonding capacity, translated into a major impact on cellular metabolism by promoting PKM2 activity under conditions of limiting serine. We further showed that PADI1 and PADI3 expression positively correlated with hypoxia in several cancers, and that these enzymes were induced in melanoma cells in hypoxic or pseudohypoxic conditions. The increased PADI1 and PADI3 expression catalyzed arginine 106 citrullination, contributing to the increased glycolysis seen under hypoxic conditions. In conclusion, we defined a novel pathway where epigenetic and or hypoxia-mediated regulation of PADI1, PADI3 expression modulates PKM2 citrullination, glycolysis, and cancer cell proliferation.